You're listening to the Meadows Podcast on the Porch, hosted by Bob Arnold and friends. We've begun a new series called The Great Sadness, where we hear people's stories about loss, pain, and suffering, and how God works through such tragedies. Starting on September 20th, we'll be offering a four-week introductory course on the Enneagram, a spiritual roadmap to discover your true self. After that is the Spiritual Development Forum, a four-week workshop series to develop a deeper divine intimacy. Both series will take place at Grace Fellowship Church in Timonium, Maryland. To sign up for upcoming events and learn more about The Meadow, go to www.meadow4.org.
Welcome back to The Meadows Podcast, and we're here on the porch. And for the next few weeks, we're going to journey with a number of people into what we call the Great Sadness. The Great Sadness is really an event that comes upon us in life when whatever circumstances we face are just overwhelming. In order to cope with the Great Sadness, we need everything that we have in our personal resource, and we need to find a God that's bigger than the God we've known in the past. Sooner or later, all of us will enter into the Great Sadness. When I was 18 years old, my father died. It was probably the first time I encountered death on that kind of a level and that personal. It was a, you know, very, very deep personal loss. And, you know, a lot of times the Great Sadness will come as a result of a loved one. Jeannie and I, a thing that has marked all of our life, you know, for the past 13 years, and maybe the most significant thing that has occurred in our life, was the death of our daughter, Marcy. One phone call changed everything. And then we have some friends that are going through very, very serious sickness. A very, very good friend that I've known for 40 years, Connell Byrne, got a prognosis of cancer in the last few months. And it's pretty much a prognosis that sooner or later this cancer will be, you know, what causes him to die. It's a very big crisis when you encounter that kind of a thing. I've walked through some life with people who have experienced divorce. And divorce can be a very, very deep, depressing experience. You know, if you're the person that's rejected in a divorce, it attacks you at the very, very depths of your soul. But for both people, it becomes a very, very disillusioning. Everything that you knew and that you wanted in life is just completely unravels. Your home, your relationship with your children, your relationship with your friends, that just shakes in all kind of different directions. The other thing that I've done quite a few times is met on a regular basis with people who have lost their jobs. For men, when they lose their jobs, it's one of the most distressing things that a man could face. For so many men, their job is their identity. And when they get fired from a job, or if they lose their job for another reason, it becomes very, very difficult for men to cope with life. It seems like all of the things that were a solid foundation for them was just, you know, torn apart, and they have to really go and think through things all again. And one of the most difficult things about losing a job is when you lose a job, a lot of times it takes 2 years to find another job. And so for 2 years, these men are without really the foundation that's been a very important part of their life. That they go to a party, the first question that people ask them is, what do you do for a living? It's just a devastating question. Or even worse, when they go to church, the people in church, the first question they ask them, have you found a job yet? And so it's a very, very difficult thing. And, you know, another possibility of where the Great Sadness comes into our life is at the time of retirement. People have worked for 30, 40, 50 years, one job. And now all of a sudden they're retired and they wake up the day after their retirement. And everything that they knew, their friends, you know, where they found fulfillment in life, what they had to do every day, is now faced with this big empty space of, what am I going to do with my life now? And it becomes very, very important that they begin to find a mission and a purpose. You can't just retire to nothing. You've got to retire to something, and they must have to find something very, very significant. And then another time for me and Jeannie, and I think for most parents, a very, very distressing and sad time is when your children all of a sudden leave home. You know, in 1 week, we had our son Robert and our daughter Marcy leave home. And all of a sudden, even though we had two more children, there was this big, deep emptiness in our house. And I can remember just the deep depression of just those kids not being around anymore. You put all of your life into kids for 18 years, and the next thing you do, you know, they walk out the door. And it's just a very, very deep thing. So as you can see, a lot of us are in a situation where at some point in life, we're going to face this great sadness. It's going to be hard to cope with. And again, like I said before, it's going to challenge everything that we are. And it's especially going to challenge God and how He meets us and helps us in the midst of very, very distressing situations. I encourage everyone to, this is going to be a great series, and I think you're going to benefit greatly from it and to hear the stories of people that have went through very tragic situations. And I think you may have some friends that you might want to recommend that they listen to this podcast. So we're really looking forward to journeying with you over the next number of weeks through the journey of the great sadness.